Dave Border is sweeping away palm fronds, dirt, and tree branches from the front of his World of Flags and Sports shop on St. George Street. Sweat beading on his forehead, he gestures to residue on his shop walls that historic flooding left behind.
At about a foot of water in, you can see the high water mark. I know it's radio. It's about a foot up off the ground, and of course that all went in.
Oh, wow.
Despite the sandbags and the boarding.
Border says his store opened 35 years ago. In that time, no storm has caused this much damage. His carpet is destroyed, a lot of merchandise is ruined, and the floorboards on his front stoop are warped. Further up the street, Terry Akris and her husband are surveying retail space they lease. So far, it seems they were luckier than Border. But her home is another matter. Videos on her phone show their Anastasia Island house completely enveloped by marsh water.
There's our backyard I just showed you with all the beautiful grass. This is our porch. This is the little thing for coming into the house. And at this moment, the water was coming into my house. 3 inches of water throughout the whole entire house.
St. Augustine City Administrator Michael Wanchick says as much as billions of dollars in damage is expected. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.